So we celebrate today, this last day of September, this great giant in the church, priest and doctor of the church, Saint Jerome, who we owe an incredible amount to. His major accomplishment, his major work, was the translation of the sacred scriptures. And he wrote what we call the Latin Vulgate, the official translation of the sacred scriptures, which was the only translation for maybe 1400 years. It's the basis for what the scripture readings we just heard are translated from his translation from the Hebrew and the Greek into Latin. That the Pope of the time commissioned him to do this work. And he lived around the time of St. Augustine, the end of the 300s, beginning of the 400s, around the time where the church officially canonized the Bible. You know, it was a series of letters that were written in the New Testament. And then we had these writings from the Old Testament. But it wasn't until the end of the 300s where the church came together in a council to say these are the official books that belong in the Bible. It was at that time where St. Jerome gave us the Latin, the official translation. He's also maybe a good one to have in your pocket for if you have a bad temper or if you know someone who has a bad temper. St. Jerome had a bad temper. I mean, he was known for that. The reason why he was such a good scholar of the Hebrew language, because he took up the study of Hebrew as a self-imposed penance to help regulate his temper. It was a penance he did. And so we see, like we can, in our own life, what penances do we need to do to help tame our passions, help control our sins, that who knows the fruit that may come from that. He didn't intend to be the greatest translator of the scriptures the church has seen. He was just trying not to get angry all the time. And Mother Church, the Holy Spirit, used that gift for centuries, millennia of fruit. When we seek to perfect our life, to become more like Christ, Christ can use us in ways we could never imagine. But he was a great son of the church. He finished his life living in Jerusalem, in the quiet caves around the place where Jesus was born. If you go to the Holy Land and you go to the Church of the Nativity, there's a little side cave where they tell us St. Jerome spent most of his time in the end of his life, right there just gazing upon the place where the Word became flesh. The Word that he had dedicated his life to, the written Word, he spent his time so close there. The opening prayer helps us, encourages us to be more familiar with the sacred scriptures. And Pope Benedict said so beautifully that there's nothing better than to be surprised by the Gospels. You know, we can come to Mass daily and hear the words of the Gospel proclaimed. And we can go home and study the Bible, and it can almost become a scholarly enterprise. But St. Jerome was convinced, and he helps us to understand, that through these words on the page, we can truly encounter the Word. That our lives can be changed through this encounter. You know, he's famous, one of his famous, more popular quotes is, "The ignorance of scriptures is the ignorance of Christ." And so when we look at the first reading from St. Paul to Timothy, where he says, "All scripture is inspired by God, is useful for teaching, refutation, and correction, for training in righteousness." And oftentimes this passage can be misinterpreted by some of our non-Catholic brethren who say that because it says all scripture, they read that to mean only scripture. That's not what it says. And when St. Paul was writing, we didn't have the Bible as we know it today. And so, just as an apologetic, like we can't use this verse from 2 Timothy to say that the Bible is all we need. Because what St. Paul was referring to was the Old Testament. that the Old Testament writings are sufficient, are inspired by God. And when St. Jerome said that ignorance of scriptures is ignorance of Christ, he was commenting on the prophet Isaiah's writing. And so we know that everything that was foretold in the Old Testament comes to fulfillment in the person of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ isn't just some standalone figure that dropped out of the sky one day. The people of God had received centuries of revelation and prophecy preparing them for that moment of encounter, which is why the church would say we need to know the scriptures, especially the Old Testament, to make sense of the New Testament. And so to be ignorant of the prophecies and the revelation of the Old Testament, St. Jerome would say, is ignorant of Jesus. That he's not just some personal kind of play toy that gives us words of inspiration, but he's the fulfillment of God's plan for the world and for our lives. St. Jerome can be a great friend for us. If you have a bad temper, he can be your best friend. But just to inspire us, to encourage us to study the sacred scriptures, to expect to encounter Jesus in these words that flow so beautifully from the pen of so many writers of the Old and New Testament, that as we encounter this written word, we truly can encounter Jesus Christ. And as Pope Benedict XVI says, let's read the scriptures today and let God surprise you with what you find.